Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. Friends, it was so nice to hear from so many of you last week. It seems like the two episodes we ran last week were just really hidden home. And I appreciate the love. And I just wanted to send my love to you because it means a lot. I know that we're so busy and we have so many things going on. And you guys taking time out of your day to write me a message just means the world to me. So thanks so much. Today, we are going to talk about how we move into that new version of us that's really trying to come online. You know, as we kind of shift out of the old and into the new, we can get stuck in that cocoon stage. And not that we're trying to force like becoming or trying to force becoming that butterfly or anything like that. But how can we start acting a little bit more like that future self or more like the version of us that's trying to come online so that a few months from now or some time from now, whatever that may be for each of us, that our life starts to represent that reality of the new self, right? So manifestation is always on a delay. So if we start kind of holding that energy today, maybe 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, we are living more of that like reality that we know that we're moving into. So let's talk about grounding and embodying that new version of us that's really trying to come online. How do we do that? I have 5 different downloads that I was receiving from the future self that I wanted to share with you guys. And I think it can help all of us. So warning, you may need a notebook for this one. Let's get into it. Before we go into the 5 downloads, let's first talk about what it means to be coming, to be becoming. So to becoming means that really that feeling of like I am, you know, moving out of the cocoon, moving into the next phase of who I am. I'm ready to identify as something bigger, something greater. I'm ready to make that shift. And of course, a lot of it happens naturally. But I do see people get stuck there as well, like kind of stuck in the in-between. So I just thought I want to bring some awareness to that process, right? Like just to let you know what that may look like. And I don't want anybody to get like obsessive over becoming. But if you are, since you guys are so aware already, if you are noticing that you're kind of wanting to think different or you're letting things go or things are leaving you, let's also talk about how do we move into where we are going? So that's really the process of becoming. I hope that makes sense. It's really like helping that energy shift from, let's say if I'm vibrating at a 5, but my future self is vibrating at a 7. It's really that process of changing my vibration from a 5 into a 7 and making sure that I am not blocking it. Because sometimes it's so fascinating. I was talking about this with my husband the other day that when we're shifting and kind of having this upgrade from like the 5 to the 7 or whatever that may be, we accidentally self-sabotage because we're like scared of these upgrades because we're scared that it's not going to be better than where we're coming from. And we're also just scared of like carrying all of that, you know? So I thought let's bring some awareness to it so that we don't get in the way of the shift that's trying to come our way. I just want us all to be able to be a clear vessel for that energy upgrade. And believe me, guys, it is such an upgrade for you. I know some of you are excited about it and totally ready for it, but I do know that some of you are scared because some of the things that have left you, you didn't really want them to leave. You know, it's like the universe had to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. But always know that there is something on the better, on the other side. Like there really is this upgrade that you are going to be so happy that you moved into, but it also might be a little scary. So just know that we are moving in the right direction. Okay, so download number 1 was, and this is especially for those of us who kind of are losing or shifting in a way that we didn't really want to, that like we didn't really call this upon, or we think we didn't call this upon ourselves. to grieve any parts of ourselves that might need to be, like, any grieving that needs to happen. And sometimes it's even the good stuff, right? Like, maybe my, you know, I know this is not necessarily happening because we're not in the middle of the school, we're in the middle of school year, but, like, let's say my child is, like, leaving pre-K and going into kindergarten. And as much as, like, I'm looking forward to my child being in school full time, it may be really sad, right, to move into that next transition. And maybe I know that I'm not going to have young children again. So I have to grieve this thing that is leaving me, even though I'm excited about it because I have plans for when my child's in school full time. But I need to grieve whatever it is that's leaving. So if you haven't done so already, a little ritual would be super helpful, guys, just to clean out the energy. I know we've already talked about this in other episodes, but just leaving a little something. And sometimes it could be even like a picture. Let's say you just became a new mom. It could even just be like a cute picture of like your former self before you were a mom, putting it somewhere and putting some like little flowers there, and know that you enjoyed that life before baby so much, but being excited about what is coming as well. Cause this is an upgraded version, no matter like where you're at. Like, I really, really truly feel that this is an upgrade to get excited about it. But that energy of like the death not being mourned or not being acknowledged will come for you when you're trying to move into the next stage. So let's give a little bit of space for the mourning. And I don't, you know, for some of us, the mourning might not happen in one time, right? Like, I might not be able to do a little ceremony and just like release, you know, all the things that I need to release. But knowing that it's okay if I'm grieving in waves, if it shows up every once in a while, but to not be afraid or to not quiet that grief and to not think it's bad, right? To not get stuck in it thinking like, oh my gosh, why did I do this? This is such a bad idea. Like, I should have stayed where I was before. And not letting that energy sabotage where you're trying to go, but definitely giving that energy some space. So we can try the ritual or just be very aware of the grieving that might come up every once in a while, but it doesn't mean that you're on the wrong path. And it just means that energy wants to move through your body. That's literally the meaning of it, so that we don't have to give it any other types of meaning. Okay, download number two is, let's work on visualizing who you are becoming. And then I want you to realize how she's different from you. So you can quickly do it with me if possible, and maybe you've already done this before, but closing your eyes and seeing the future version of you that has like the things that you know are coming your way, or the things that you really want to come your way. So maybe it's like me with, you know, some sort of wealth, or maybe it's me with a romantic partner, right? Whatever that may be. And if you can quickly see her, right, with your closed eyes, I want you to notice what is different about her. So, you know, maybe she is more confident. Maybe she's more chill. Maybe she is more playful, right? Like, what is the difference between her and you right now? So take a minute to just feel into that. Okay, maybe not a minute, but at least a few seconds. You can totally do this on your own time. Actually, I was really inspired by this episode. I made you guys a future self healing / activation. You can, you know, purchase it like a one-time healing, and I linked it here at the in the show notes in case you need more help with this exercise. So going back to that visual of your future self, again, that future self might seem different, feel different, and that version of ourselves like is the key. So that is who we are becoming, and that is who we're going to try to act as much as possible today. So if I see my future self and she is more confident, or if I see my future self, let's say, you know, about money, right? And she is more confident, or she is more straightforward, or whatever it may be, then today when I'm thinking about money, or when I'm thinking about doing something with money, I'm going to want to carry that energy, that confidence, or that more straightforwardness, and I want to act that way, right? Let's say I'm looking at my future self who is in a happy romantic relationship, and she is just joyful and having a lot of fun. So what I'm going to want to do today is like, how can I be more joyful? How can I bring more fun into my everyday life today so that basically like that life that I see in the future has the vibration of me being joyful and fun. So if I act that way today, I will start to attract that life and like bring it closer to me. Cause you know, we try to like do our way to the future. And I talked about this in the last episodes. Like we try to do a bunch of things, have a to-do list. For example, let's say I'm dating and I say, okay, I'm going to date 4 guys this month and I'm going to go on this amount of dates or whatever. That's us like doing our way into the future. And definitely there's a time and a place for that, but it's really about being and shifting our way into the future. We actually can like walk our way to the future by doing, or we can call the future to us by being, if that makes sense. And that's what this exercise is about. This exercise is about visualizing, seeing the future self, noticing the energy of the future self, noticing how the future self carries himself, and then think that you are an actress and you are no longer allowed to act like the old Nikki. I now have to act like the new Nikki, and I have to hold my character as long as possible. I'm not going to be able to hold that character all day, all the time right now, because that character requires like a certain muscle that I am still learning and I'm still developing. So I'm going to get exhausted. I can maybe only be in character maybe one day, and then like 2 days I'm off character because it's too hard to be in character for 3 days straight. But ultimately I'll start to be able to do 2 days straight, and then I'll move it to 3 days straight. And then ultimately I am just her. I have become her. So your future self really wants you to visualize her, meet with her, be her. That's what she's asking. That was the second download, so I have to share it. Now, download number 3. Your future self was saying, hey, I have new habits. Let me break it to you. I have new habits. And listen, I get super scared with the word habits. I hate like those books about like getting, like changing your habits. I just want to vomit. I know that they're super popular. It's like the kind of book that you buy, but you actually like never read. And I don't know, it just feels very masculine for me. So I am going to talk about habits in a very feminine way. And she just wants you to know that she has new habits, but let's think about how we can shift our habits again, rather than doing the habits. Your future self was saying that the habit all begins with the vision. So she is like, the future self is more focused on long-term rather than short-term. So she really starts off with this vision of where I'm going, what I want to do. And then every day is like the small steps that align with where I'm going, what I'm going to do. So having that very strong vision and like waking up every day and being like, this is my vision, this is my vision, will actually like shift you into the new habits. Because when you're so interested in the new vision and like seeing yourself in that new vision, it's just not going to, like if you're doing the old habits that are not a match for the new vision, there will be a clash. So really focusing on the new vision, having the vision, reminding yourself of the vision every morning. Maybe you have a journal practice. Maybe it's some sort of like vision board, anything that reminds you what your vision is. Maybe you just wake up in the morning and like remind yourself of the vision. It could be that simple, honestly. And your day-to-day steps, like, do they align with your vision? I'm not going to tell you don't eat this or don't do that, or, you know, because it's not black and white, and it's not, you know, one, your habit could be really awful for me and my habit could be like really great for you, right? So it's not black and white, but the only habit you need are the ones that align with your vision. This future self also seems to rest a lot. And when I say rest, it's not necessarily like sleep or like Netflix and chill. It felt like I kind of think about my vision. I like talk about my vision. I maybe even brainstorm my vision, or I'm thinking, I'm working on it, because it's very creative, like where you're going. Like it's just a very creative mind. But that creative mind needs a lot of breaks. So it feels like I am not thinking about it or obsessing over this all the time. I do it in spurts, and it might even be organized spurts, but I come back and rest. And my version of resting is being present. So meaning that if I am at the park or if I am on a walk and it is not brainstorm time, then I am not thinking about this thing that I'm trying to create. Because it just looks like where you're going, it's very creative. It's like a lot of creating a new life. But this, your old self seems to like be in your head a lot and be thinking about it a lot. And almost during unorganized time, like you're thinking about it in times that like that is not the time to think about it. And that need to be present most of the time and be very grounded is what it's what's needed to have like a lot of power during that creative time. So there's a lot of rest. And then it could be also regular rest, right? Which is like sleep or whatever, or some sort of self-care. But there's a lot of breaks from creating. So this is a very feminine way of creating rather than the linear of like every day I'm going to work 8 hours and I'm going to work on this thing. It actually seems like the rest and the presence is almost like more important than the creative, because the spurts of like creativity and doing the thing and working come from the presence. It also feels like the presence allows you to do, because the old self, there was like a lack of doing because there was a lot of energy in the upper chakras, a lot of energy in the head. But this new self, there is doing, but it's this kind of doing that you're not even thinking about it. You're just in a flow state and you've kind of bring yourself into that flow state and you just do without truly judging yourself or second guessing yourself. Because it also seems like there was kind of some doing in the past, but there was so much second guessing, so much doubting that none of it was like really getting done. So this really to eliminate that judging comes from being present. It's like, okay, I'm just going to do this thing. Like I'm super nervous about making this podcast episode, but while I'm doing it, I'm just going to seek the flow state and just like stay in the present moment. I can judge it later. I can be nervous about it later, but I'm not going to disturb those creative flow states. So that's really like the habits. It's having a vision, making sure that the everyday little things that I'm doing are adding up to that vision, and a lot of rest and presence. Like this version of you is very present, like when she needs to, because that's actually how she gets things done. And I think presence is also funny enough, like I'm not existing in the future. I just am, right? Because a lot of the times when we're thinking and we're stuck in like thinking about the future, seeing it, we stay there, like we're out of the body. So being present is to like be in my body and be like, okay, here I am. This is where I am today. This is who I am today. How can I use today to align with my future vision? So it's kind of being able to like go into the future, see it, vision it, all that, and then come back into my body, bring my energy back grounded into my body and live today as is. And that's like the biggest shift in the habits. The fourth download I was getting from your future self was she wants to create something but needs time. So this is so interesting to me. It's almost, I think this kind of goes with the habits a little bit, but this feels like my day, my weeks, my months are not structured for long spurts of creativity, because it feels like what you're making, well, first of all, it's new. So there's going to be a need to make, to have space to make new things. So for example, this podcast wasn't part of my schedule just a few months ago, and I wasn't doing it regularly. So I'm not super strong at it yet. And the muscle is not there, right? Readings, I could do that with my eyes closed. That muscle is super strong. It's been part of my schedule for many years. So even to make space to do the podcast may take up more space than maybe somebody who's been podcasting for, I don't know, 5 years, because it's not a strong muscle in me. So I need the space in order to create something new. And that's really the message I was getting, that like what you are dreaming about needs creation time, and your schedule is not necessarily supporting creation time. Or this is hard, but it's not valuing creation time, because what you are trying to create, what your future self has, requires an investment of time. And it's, and we only give ourselves time when we value time, you know, like when we value that investment. So for example, the podcast is something I've added to my business, but it doesn't make me money, right? But I have to be able to like value that investment and be like, listen, I might invest a whole year of making podcast episodes, maybe a year and a half. But if I'm thinking like 5 years out, maybe I'll be very happy that I invested that year and a half of just putting time and money towards it, but not really, you know, getting anything back. Because your future self is very long-term. You're like creating a whole new life. So this is not like a 1 year, you know, 2 year thing or a few months thing. This is actually like long-term, really like root chakra kind of like creating my new life, creating my new stability. And it's a creation, and that creation needs time. And it looks like currently there is no time or support or value for the thing that you're creating in your schedule. So to really see what you're doing with your schedule and really looking at the value of what you're doing, like, okay, long-term, this thing that I'm doing, yes, maybe right now it's making me money, but it's taking up 80% of my day. And long-term, is that a good idea? Like, is this a good investment? And the answer is probably no. And then being like, how can I make time to invest in this new creation that's coming through? And how can I help, you know, get my schedule to be on board and also get the people in my life to be on board, right? Because there's people around us that support us and that kind of keep us in the same schedules, and they kind of keep us in the same movements and momentum. So when we try to change a movement or a momentum, we actually have to discuss it with the people around us because they're also in some sort of schedule agreement with us, right? So like maybe my husband is used to me making dinner every day, and I have to tell him, hey, I'm not going to make dinner 3 times a week because I'm going to work on my like next project or whatever during that time, right? It also seems like you need to talk about the people who support you, who are in your life, to be able to shift these schedules to really support what you're doing and just really value this creative investment time. I know, you know, it's like, I don't know what it is, but we like only spend money or our time on things that we think are going to make us money. But this thing like feels like it's going to bring all the resources in a few years. So like make time in your schedule and rearrange that schedule. Okay, friends, last download from the future self. Number 5, I'm going to try my best to explain this well, but I feel like I don't have the words for it. But there is a brain body connection to this shift. So it feels like there are certain thoughts and certain ways of being that do not serve where you're going, and that you are probably even aware of this. So I had this funny conversation with my husband. I forget what I was saying. And he was just catching these like old limiting thoughts of mine. He's like, no, Nikki, you got to stop saying that. You got to stop saying that. Like he really like snapped me out of it. I'm not telling you not because I'm hiding it from you guys. I really just don't remember what it was, but he was like snapping me out of this thought. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, and in that moment, it's this thought that almost comes up with a feeling, you know, it's like at this point, it's so programmed in the body and in the mind that it's like this feeling brings up this thought, and then you just like stay stuck there. And those are the things that we need to notice the most right now. Like that is gold. Like those old feelings, those old thoughts that you're just like, oh, they almost stick out when you're moving and like becoming and you're like shifting to the next place. Like if you're around people that really see your vision and hold your vision and hopefully are like honest with you, they'll be able to see those like things that stick out. So even like I would pray for if you can't see them yourself, because you know, I was talking to Benny and I really did not see it for myself. I was just like on autopilot with this like thought process. And thankfully, I guess he, you know, feels my vision, feels where I'm going. And he saw that that thought and that feeling was out of place. So, you know, I hope you guys have people like that in your life. If you do not, or if, you know, they're not capable of it yet, please pray for this thing to show itself. Like pray to your ancestors, to God, Jesus, you know, whoever's around you, and be like, please show me what is no longer with the feelings and the thoughts that are no longer serving me, like, please bold them, like make them super obvious. And then when you see them, you just gotta like cut that nonsense out, because that's really how Bunny was with me. He was like, cut that shit out. Like, that's so silly. Like, just cut that shit out. You know, like, it's nonsense. And you have to, because it's going to keep showing up, right? Like, what Bunny called me out on, like, it will happen to me again, probably in the next few weeks or whatever. It doesn't go away just from the first time, but it's an old feeling and an old thought. And as I'm shifting into the higher vibration, it's going to feel like not so great anymore. Like, it's going to feel a little weird. And my job is to be like, oh my gosh, look at it. Like, look at that. I'm feeling it. I'm hearing that thought again. Nope. That's not welcomed where I'm going. Like, I just don't need that anymore. Like, cool. I don't need to get caught up in the drama. I don't need to know why I think that way. I don't need to have like a deep conversation about it. I just need to know that it's not, it can't, it's like a baggage. It just can't go with me where I'm going. So I got to let that bag go. So I have to keep dropping that bag down every time it pops up. And I guess like the body connection that I was talking about is almost like you need to kind of breathe into your body when those things come up and tell it the new way that it's going to feel. So if it's like, oh my God, yeah, I was so scared there. Like, what a lack mentality I have right there. Like, I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to feel like an openness in my body. I'm going to feel an abundance. Like, anything's possible for me. I'm abundant, whatever it is, but like letting your body learn that new behavior. Okay, I know I said that was the last one, but your future self is talking to me. And okay, and then I feel like this kind of goes with the last one, but identity. So because we're becoming and we're like shifting into the next version, a lot of that is happening in the solar plexus, which is the stomach. This is the energy center that's about self-esteem, self-worth, self-identity. It's actually like happening in the third eye, which is the vision plus the confidence to like live that vision. That's basically like the connection that's happening. But the solar plexus is about identity. I talked about this a little bit actually in my Monday reading on Instagram, if you guys follow that, but I'm happy that I have more space to talk about it today. Identity is like, I am a mother. I am tall, whatever. I am sleepy. I am a fast learner. Like, anything that goes after I am is our identity. And it's actually like a little cage that we live in. So, and they're needed, you know, like when you're really, really spiritual, and I guess like when we're in, you know, full unity mode, which I think our souls can get there. I just think it's a little hard as humans, but when we're really fully connected, there's actually like no need for identity because we are just one and we're just all that is. But as humans, the identity does keep us safe and it kind of allows us to stay in our body, but they do become little cages at some point. So, you know, I am a reader, or I am, you know, a really strong intuitive is a great, you know, it's not a bad identity, but if I am trying to become, I don't know, a spiritual thought leader, or let's say I'm even trying to make money beyond making it as a reader, then I am a master intuitive or whatever is going to be a bit of a small cage for where I'm going. So I know cage is the wrong word, but it's like a little, let's not say cage, maybe it's like a little fence or a little house that we're happy to live into. It's ultimately going to be a little small for where my life is trying to take me. And that is actually probably like the biggest way that we self-sabotage, is that we get like really cozy in our I ams, and bigger energies trying to move into our body and come through and come online, but our I ams don't allow for that energy to come through because we're keeping it too tight. So there's a need to expand your I ams. So notice, like, and I think some of this is actually almost even probably like work related, like the way you call yourself, or even what you tell yourself you're capable of. Like, if you're noticing that your future self is athletic and you're not athletic, let's say right now, then you're going to need to be like, I am becoming more athletic, or I am interested in exercise. I'm getting interested in lifting weights or whatever, like just making that I am a little bit wider. You don't have to say like, I'm an amazing athlete, because you're not that yet. And that's going to feel like you're faking it. This is more like I am making space to become what I'm being called to become. So really support that energy of becoming by giving it a nice open little home or little fence by using the words I am. Notice anything that is keeping you too small, any sort of identity, any way that you talk about yourself, any way that you refer to yourself. Even it could also be the way people are referring to you, right? Like I've talked about this in my books before, like people hold pictures of us. Like they will tell you, oh my gosh, like I actually was seeing my girlfriend in LA a couple of months ago and we were roommates in our 20s. So imagine, I'm 41 now and we keep in touch, but of course, like I used to live with her, so I knew her very well because I knew her, you know, we were together all the time. And now, I mean, it's been years. And I said something to her wife. I was like, oh, but you know, so-and-so is, she loves to like go and buy stuff. And the wife was like, oh, actually, and the wife was, she's just amazing. She was like, actually, she doesn't like do that anymore. I haven't seen her do that. That was probably like something she did like when she was in her 20s, but she doesn't do that anymore. And it's like, you know, in order for me to feel close to my friend, I was holding this vision and I was trying to pretend that that's like who she is so that I could still feel close to her. And her wife was like, oh no, actually, like, it's okay. You don't have to, you are close to her. Like you don't have to claim her to be anything. You're still close to her. But actually I am the one that lives with her now all the time. And this is more of like who she is, right? So it could also be people that are holding these pictures and like they're telling us who we are and have, and like allowing yourself to correct them if needed, or if you can't correct them because they're not open to correction, you just need to like be that inner mother within yourself and be like, okay, I am not that anymore. It's okay if they want to hold that picture of me, but I am not that anymore and I am becoming this, and giving yourself space to become what you're becoming. All right, friends, that's what I have for you today. I hope that was helpful. I'm so excited for you. I'm hoping that you took some takeaways from here, maybe some notes, and whatever notes you got or downloads that you got, I really hope that you take action on them, because you are becoming. Support the energy that is shifting you into the next place by living into it, you know? And this is so important, guys. I can't say this enough, but we are all shifting and living into that dream life because we are the early adopters of these new systems of the light that are really trying to come through. So you wanting to like be in your romantic relationship that might feel very selfish or very much about you, but it's not. You living into that and living in a way that's true supports all of us. And we're all in this together, truly. All of us who are listening to this episode, all of you who are writing back to me and telling me that it resonates, like you're not alone. And that's because we are the early 10%, as I like to call it, that are really shifting. I hope it's bigger than that percentage, but that's what it feels like. And we are shifting the earth because that's what we came here for. So live into those dreams, allow that energy to move and shift with it so that we can keep moving this earth into where it's supposed to be. I love you so much and I can't wait to see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.